Chapter 15. Open House. The narrow canal between the Gritti Hotel and Palazzo Contarini was the only route along which boats could ferry building materials from the Grand Canal to the Fenice. The first cargoes had been disassembled cranes and scaffolding, then bricks, beams, pipes and planks, the building blocks of the theater. Now, after some 20,000 boatloads, came the refinements, the gilded ornaments, the painted canvases, the lighting fixtures, the chairs upholstered in rose-colored velvet. The day-counting clock in front of the Fenice was down to 2 digits, and work was still on schedule, give or take a few days. When at long last the Fenice shed its scaffolding and wooden barriers, the gloom lifted from Campo San Fantin. The Ristorante Antico Martini came out from the shadows and basked in the glow of the Fenice's freshly cleaned facade. "We left a few streaks of discoloration here and there so it wouldn't look too new," said Franco Baio, the chief construction engineer. "That's the complaint we expect to hear most often, that the Fenice doesn't look old enough." Inside the theater, the auditorium was once again becoming an Arcadian forest glade. Vines, flowers, woodland animals, and mythical creatures climbed the walls and parapets toward the ceiling, where bare-breasted nymphs bathed in the gilded swirls of a sylvan stream. As it turned out, none of the thousands of color photographs of the theater's interior had been much use in determining its true colors. The silk lampshades on the sconces around the hall had cast a distorting yellow glow. Only one source could be trusted: the opening scene of Luchino Visconti's 1954 Senso, the first Italian feature-length film shot in color. Visconti had been meticulous in recreating the look of Italy in 1866. He removed the Fenice's lampshades to make it appear as though the theater was lit by gaslight, and by doing so achieved near-perfect color reproduction. It was decided that the Fenice would open with a week of orchestral concerts rather than full-scale opera. The backstage crew had not yet been trained in the use of the computerized scenery-moving machinery. Operas would begin a year later. For the grand opening night, Riccardo Muti would conduct the Fenice's orchestra and chorus.